Capture of Schadenfreude. The misshapen one, the girl who had brought the gift of drink, of whiskey to the land in the north, the land of haggis and kind people, she was now a woman, happy in the love of Juninho, the black and white dog who had come so far with her in her mission to bring the gift of drink. Happy in the love of him with a club foot who was kind and open and loving. And happy that she could love, that she could give each day, helping all, remembering the bark of Nav she had learned so long ago. Never pass up an opportunity to be generous. In the long nights of winter, one of the puppies of Juninho and the smaller of the two dogs that loved him with a club foot, a puppy, small, the runt of the litter, she drew close to Juninho, for she wanted to learn of dog and the way of love. And Juninho taught her what he knew of dog, of what he had learned long ago from the tablets that had come from the days of Sultan and Boris. He taught her to put all that is catty from her heart, to be wary of Ferrazzi, the mountain lion who prowled the earth for cat, and to be wary, always sniffing, alert for the presence of the 12 cats of cat, being hate, greed, vengeance, lust, fear, gluttony, pride, impatience, indifference, sloth, schadenfreude, guilt, and allergy. She learned and told the other dogs, and together they barked to the humans to be wary of cat. Then as the days lengthened, as the air became warm and softer, she, the runt of the litter, smelled in the air a fearful odor of cat. An odor, the odor that Juninho had warned her of, and she searched for Juninho, but he was gone with the misshapen ones to herd the sheep. So she went to her brothers and sisters, all bigger, all stronger, corralling them, barking and yipping, for there was great danger. They must search out the horrible presence of cat. They ran out to the dales, to the hills, following the small one, the runt of the litter, who knew of the ways of cat from Juninho. And they saw in the distance a large cat, quite beautiful, silky hair, licking herself, cleaning so she would be admired by all. And the puppy, the runt of the litter, saw that it was Schadenfreude, one of the 12 cats of cat. A horror, she barked, a horror, and they all chased one dog and another, barking, yipping, great with the strength of the pack and the hunt. They chased the cat in a line, then one of them jumped out, yipping to cut off that direction, each chasing, each turning the cat, bringing Schadenfreude in a circle closer and closer to them all, and they grabbed Schadenfreude, for they were many, and they knew of dogs. Then she who was the runt of the litter knew that this was the cause for celebration, to add to the great celebration at the longest day of the year, when there is no night but only a grayness between the sun almost setting and the sun almost rising. They took Schadenfreude, screeching and clawing, held fast in their teeth to the huts. There they found a bag of leather, and they put Schadenfreude into it. Then when Juninho and the misshapen ones and Juninho's mates returned, they proudly showed the bag, and she who was the runt of the litter and her litter mates all yipped while hitting the bag. And Schadenfreude screeched and screeched and screeched, and the humans were afraid, for the screech was a horrible sound. Then Juninho barked with great force that they should no longer hit the bag. Never, never. Even with a cat shall we take joy in the pain of another. That is the way of cat. And the puppies all stopped, abashed, hanging their heads, their tails between their legs. Looking down, they waited. And Juninho barked with she who was misshapen, his love with the long yellow hair now streaked with gray. And she, the misshapen one, listened and whispered with Juninho. They came to all the others, to the dogs who had captured this horrid cat of cat, and told them they would wait until morning. Then they would take out of the bag this horrid cat of cat and kill it, mercifully, ridding the world of Schadenfreude in a great ritual. Thoughtfully, they all went to build a fire to cook their haggis. And a small child, the darling little one of the misshapen ones, only slightly hunched, with her yellow flowing hair, she came curious to the bag. She, Pandora, opened it. And Schadenfreude leapt out, screeching, clawing, and ran and ran and ran and ran, so fast that none could catch her, so that today still Schadenfreude lives to torment us all. And Pandora cried. And the humans were afraid, some of them angry that the misshapen one did not punish her thoughtless child. But to punish is not to teach, she said. To punish is to hurt, to walk in the way of cat. No, she took the little one, she took Pandora, and comforted her. For Pandora was afraid. She had seen Schadenfreude, who had gone into the bag all lovely with silky fur and had come out twisted with great clumps of hair, gone with twisted face. Then Juninho came to Pandora and licked her and lay down by her side, placing his head in her lap. And slowly Pandora calmed, knowing the peace of love that Juninho gave her. The days became warmer, the days lengthened more, and the shadow of the sun on the great stone paw on the ridge showed that soon would be the longest day of the year, the day with no night. They began to collect wood for a great fire for the long twilight that would not be night, the humans searching far, returning with a log, then another, and the dogs carrying sticks with them. They would celebrate, for the barley, the oats had been planted, the day was long. They would dance and celebrate and thank dog for a good summer of rain and sun to ripen their fields. Then one, a tall woman, the only one with black, black hair, flowing around her head and down her back, tall and sure, she was touched with a greatness by dog. She thought of how Schadenfreude had howled within the leather bag, the horrible screeching. And she could see a way to make a sound without hurting any cat, any person, a sound that would remind them of the horrors of cat, yet which would harm no person, no dog, not even a cat. She went to her hut and took the skin of a sheep, a small part, tanned and clean, and made a bag of leather. She covered it with many colored cloth woven from the wool that all the humans wore. She attached pipes to it, carved in them small holes, and carefully placed in each pipe a small reed. Then she took the sap from a tree from far away, and sealed the bag so air could enter only in the one big pipe, with no holes, and go out only through the small pipes. And she tried it, and she could make a sound. But she knew not how to make a melody. So she took it to Pandora, the little one, still burdened with anxiety and guilt from the sight of Schadenfreude clawing and fleeing free. The tall one, she with the black, black hair, gave the bag with pipes to Pandora and showed her how to blow into the pipe and how to put her fingers over the holes in the pipes. And Pandora blew, and behold, she could make a sound, and she was happy. And she blew again. And the light of dog descended on her, and she made a melody, a simple melody, then more, using all the pipes. And the tall one, she with the black, black hair, danced, her hair twirling with her, delighted. And the men and the women came, and the dogs all curious, and then filled with joy. Pandora, said the tall one with the black, black hair, had brought them the gift of music. Pandora alone had the gift of dog, and she, the tall one with black, black hair, had done only what dog had shown to her. Then the fire was lit. The longest day had turned into the twilight that would last until rosy-fingered dawn would arise in the east. And they danced to the sound of the pipes, of the melody that sounded like cats being tortured. And one, a big, husky, strong man, known only for his work, his hard work, planting and reaping. He, with little words, with no color hair, with eyes that were pink, he sang. Yes, for the first time there was song, words that lilted on the melody. Should arf acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, we'll drink a cup of kindness, dear, for days of arf lang syne. Then all joined, looking one to another, the dogs howling too, and they knew love. And the tall woman, beautiful beyond all others, with black, black hair, went to him with no color, took him by the hand and danced. And he, unsure, listening to the music, singing, putting one foot then another in the melody and rhythm that Pandora played, he danced. And the day that had no end, the twilight until the dawn, was joyous. Then Pandora was revered, no longer looked at with fear. And he of no color was honored for the words he could bring to the music. And the tall one with black, black hair and the strong, no color one were joined forever in love from that longest day, that day with no night. And dogs saw that it was good.